it's fine. We're just gonna, you know.
No, being homeowner is so fun.
I got water in my floors, leaking garage, you know. Your house might fall down if you don't get this wood piece fixed.
It might.
Yeah.
I was like, what's up with us just bleeding money?
Yeah.
I'm like,
no, and that's how it is, right? As soon as you feel like you're just in it, you're like, we're all caught up. Like, cars are
good. We're not caught up.
We weren't caught up before.
We just got back from vacation.
Yeah. No, and as soon as you just have, like, one moment, it's like, boom, here's the next thing. Like, there's no break. You don't get a break in life.
Yeah. Or you scheduled the vacation before you knew all this happened, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, crap. Like, yeah. Well, we already paid for this, so I guess we're going to have to pay for the food and whatever else when we go.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Besides
the house, I know, right? Like, problems. I'm fine.
We just got to watch a million dogs.
That's what you gotta do. I know, exactly. If you guys don't know this about us, Heather and I have hopped on Rover, and we are hanging out with all the puppies and enjoying all the little cuddles and kisses.
For years.
Well, for a while.
Now I've been doing it for a while, and Jackie did it even longer than me.
It's just one of those things. We complain about it all the time, you know, being a stay-at-home mom, but still needing to be around the house to be a homemaker and take care of all our responsibilities because our husbands are gone often. Rovering is like a pretty good way to bring in a little bit of extra cash. So I've enjoyed it. And 100%. I feel like it's worked out well for you as well. So
yeah,
it's basically just keeping us afloat over here.
I have Kahlua every day.
Yeah.
It sounds always like so lame. It's like, oh, I mean, yeah, I think he pays me $30 a day.
Pretty good. Yeah.
And it sounds like people are like, oh my God, $30. But like, it adds up because I watch him every day.
Yeah.
So
no, and that's the thing too. Sometimes and he's just like in our house
and life.
Yeah. That's the thing too. We both, Heather and I, already have a dog. So we're already opening the door to let our dogs go out pee in the morning. So like, what's it to like let another dog to go out and pee?
Yeah.
And
we don't take difficult dogs.
Yeah. And then you already have like a water bowl and a dog bowl. Like, so it's like the stuff you already have for your dog is like, it's easy then just to add another one into the mix. And I think you're the same. Like, we don't usually take like five dogs at the same time. So like, our houses are not messy. We're not getting dog hair and dog pee all over the place. Like, it's literally just like adding more love to our house, but like also taking care of somebody else's dog for them. So it's nice.
And the dog I watch every day is a golden doodle and does not shed even like not even one hair. I wash him and like not even a hair on my hand. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, that's super nice when you have a dog like that.
Yeah,
low maintenance moolah.
Yeah.
For it.
Okay. So
enough about the Rover.
We're gonna get into this. I don't even remember the name of it, but we both watched it. This high school catfish.
Ooh.
Why was it called
unknown number? Because they were catfished. Like, because they didn't know who it was that was texting them.
Yeah, but isn't catfish like a dating thing? Like, you're portraying.
I think you
somebody
can still
else.
Catfish. Yeah, and I think that's because we're thinking of that MTV show. Because typically it was like for dating. I think it's just opened up to a broader term now as just like you can catfish anybody. You can claim that you're somebody else, and it doesn't have to be for a dating intention.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they did that.
Documentary was wild.
It was.
It was wild because it's like the fact that I don't want to spoil it. Do we spoil it? Like, do we say spoiler?
Yes, spoiler for the unknown number texting catfish high school documentary on Netflix that just came out. Because there's no way for us to talk about it without giving spoilers, honestly.
So in the very beginning, I knew it was the mom.
Really?
Yes. Because she was very, like, anytime she talked about the situation, it never was like, and I don't know who it was, and we were trying to go to the police. She just had very specific wording. Mm-hmm. And then she was, like, not in the documentary very often.
Yeah.
Like, in the beginning, like, whereas the other mom was, like, very present, even though it wasn't happening to his kid as much as the daughter. So I was like, this is kind of
weird. I just thought that was because I don't know, the way that they communicated, where it was like, oh, this mom, she just seems to be like maybe better spoken or something.
Yeah, she cared more.
Yeah, so it's obviously she cared more. But then it was like interesting because even when they had us thinking that it was the mom, it was like, well, then she'd be in jail. Like, she wouldn't have participated in the, I think they like made it twisted because we thought we wouldn't have her on the documentary if she was guilty.
Right.
So that's why I was like, that was very good like timing and editing, because that's what kept us like dragging along, where we're like, oh, who is it? Oh, it's the friend. It's the cousin. It's all these other people.
Yeah, I had told Alvaro that same thing. I was like, it's the mom, but why would she do this documentary? Yeah. Like, I wouldn't put myself out there. But like,
that's why
I'm like, I was like, it's got to be the mom. Like, she knows so much, especially when the family, like something happened at the family thing. I'm like,
I know, but they did such a good job with like the storytelling of like Ben convincing us it might be the cousin. So it was like, okay, that makes sense. Who else would have the Christmas family photo besides maybe the cousin? Because they kind of would introduce the mom and then take her away. So I feel like it was very nicely done to drag it out.
Felt like it was her.
Yeah.
Because she should have been like one of the like number one people talking about the story.
Yeah.
And she wasn't. But she just, I mean, she even looks a little, you know.
Yeah, I think more like that we like saw, like towards the end when she talked a lot about like what was going on in her life. I'm like, oh, she's not well. it makes sense. Like she's mentally unstable. And then when she's like basically you lashing out from her own experiences as a teenager to like maybe, I don't know, to hurt her daughter, which I thought was really terrible anyways.
Her easy excuse was to say it's like trauma, but they really didn't go into like that she had so much trauma. So I was like, no.
I think they want us just to think that, to kind of make
even the sister was like, nah, she's fine.
Yeah, I know. But I think they just wanted us to like deflect to like, okay, this is probably like mental instability and not focus on the fact that she was infatuated with the boyfriend, which I think is what it really was, which is disgusting. And they probably, Netflix doesn't want to lean into that, right? They don't want to be like, oh, pedophile. We want this documentary just to look like catfish, mentally unstable mom. Like she shouldn't have done it. But like everyone was like, what if this was switched roles where it was a dad honing in on like a daughter or like the son's girlfriend, you know, like reversed? How sick would that have been? But like we didn't really care that it was a woman going after an underage boy. I'm like,
I know. And I just wanted to, it sounds so mean, but I just wanted to like, you know, like knock the daughter upside the head. I'm like, what do you mean you want a relationship with your mom?
I know. When she was like, it was so awkward watching the footage.
I was like, it feels like she's okay with this unhealthy relationship with her mom.
Yep.
That now I'm like, she's like, poor girl is now going to be this probably girl that like lets a guy like just bulldoze over her. Yes. And she's like, but I love you.
Exactly. Because that's the way her mom treated her. She manipulated her since what they say, eighth grade.
Yeah. And she still loves her mom and wants a relationship with her. And
but I do love that the dad immediately stepped in as soon as the cop arrived at
You need to leave the house.
Yeah. And I was like, good. At least like she's got one stable parent. Like no matter what the outcome ends up being for this girl 5 years from now, like the dad sounds pretty solid, which I'm like, thank goodness.
He does sound solid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, ugh. For sure. I was like, she can't cope if she's got two like crazy parents. Like I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, I was heartbroken for her that she like when she says, but I still love my mom and talk to her every day. And I'm just like, but why? I literally been like, bye.
And the way that the mom has been gaslighting her the whole entire time that she was incarcerated.
The evil thing she said, like what? How do you ever forgive that?
I think I was most shocked in the beginning, like when they were still kind of building up the story, the way that the text messages were and what the content was.
Brutal.
Yeah. And I was just thinking like, okay, there's seventh, eighth graders just hanging out, going to like their soccer games and stuff. Cause they were like family friends.
That's how you and knew then it I wasn't read, somebody their age.
No. Cause I was like, do they even know what that is? That? Like at such young kids when all they cared about was like, look at my soccer trophy. And then it was like a text like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, all they were doing was hand holding. Like they don't even know what that stuff is. Like I felt so bad.
And even if you know maybe what it is, you wouldn't talk like that.
No.
Like the way they talked, I was like, this is not a kid from their school.
No.
That's how kind of I started getting onto like the mom. I was like, this is an adult and this is an adult close to them.
Yeah.
Because how they're talking is not a kid.
No, that's true. Oh gosh. That was so sick too. Just thinking of the stuff, like the high school couple. The stuff that she was saying was like on a whole nother level that I just, I felt so bad. Like,
why did that even come to her brain about kids?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, how can you talk about sex, but with minors? Like, why would you, I don't know. It was just so sick and twisted. Ugh, sicko.
No, it was shocking. I was like, what the, like, the world is just like, what's wrong with people?
No. I feel bad for the mama of the son. Like when she went to the court hearing and she was just like, we've been friends with you guys for years and we trusted you.
And when they told her it was her, she was like, no.
Yeah, because she didn't want to. I mean, imagine though, being friends with someone for so many years, like family friends.
Or
and
me,
then you
me
find,
and you
yeah,
find out,
and then
the
you
other
find
person,
out like, something what? Like that. Something that big. Especially when it's like, she took the phone away from her son too and would like see the messages.
That's
and was,
what
like,
I was wondering. I was like, dude, why have these people not taken their kid's phone away? Like they don't need a phone. Like they really don't need a phone.
No, like, and then when they were like, well, we don't want to give them a new. Oh no, I guess they did try to do new phone numbers, but obviously like the chick was like super into IT. Mm-hmm. So she had all the apps to just keep plugging in new numbers. And I'm like, okay, I get that. But then it's like, okay, like they blocked the number, like get them a new, like they just kind of like stopped. So I was proud of the mom to take the phone away. Well, yeah, and like Ryan's phone.
We have to, like, he doesn't even have quote unquote a phone, but we have it as like a house phone.
Yeah.
And I have to I have to add a contact in for that contact to be able to come through.
Yeah.
So like they could have gotten like one of those like kid phones or whatever.
I know, but they'd already like, it's hard to go backwards from what they had because they already had like a full on smartphone with apps on it.
Yeah, so, but look what it did to them.
No, of course. But I'm saying like it'd be hard, I think, at that age because they're already high schoolers now with all the apps on it. Like they were talking about like Instagram and stuff. And I'm like, how do you go backwards to then just be like, oh, now we're going to get you a jitter phone that only has five contacts. I guess, but then
he got no phone. So
yeah, and that's true. Yeah. And I think that was the right move on the mom's part.
I think so too.
To kind of take the phone away at night and just be like, bro, like, these text messages are out of control. Like, this is unsafe.
I
was like,
I would not be giving my kid a phone that is getting text messages like that.
No.
Absolutely not. Like, sorry, you're going to live with no phone. Okay. Yeah. Because right now it's not happening. It's like not working.
It's not
and
working.
The fact that she got like this other girl's number that he was dating, like her mom.
I forgot about that. Yes. Like, so twisted. Like, insane. Yeah.
Anyways, what a wild. We watched that.
So we watched good. That.
We watched the Katrina documentary. That was sad.
Yeah. I figured it would be sad just knowing the Katrina hurricane, but
I'm trying to think what else we watched. I need to today watch The Summer I Turned Pretty. It's the last episode.
Ooh, I have not been watching it.
Why?
I quit. I don't know. I'm watching all these other things. I started watching Hunting Wives. We finished Hijack, Below Deck. Like, I don't know. We're just like catching up on all our shows since.
Oh, but
like,
The Summer I Turned Pretty is like, you know, up here.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. If it doesn't,
it's about to be,
it has to be. I think it's because
episode,
I already like know what's going on. It's like boring then. So I'm just like, I don't need to watch it. I already know that there's going to be a blog post about it on Facebook. So I guess that's why I've just like, I don't have an hour to give right now. Like, and I don't watch it with Tony. So then like, if we're watching our shows, then that leaves me no time. Like I haven't sat down
in front
of the TV.
Room, so
it makes sense. Yeah.
It helps. Yeah. Yeah. He's one of the few guys that watches it.
That's okay.
So many girls are like, watch it. You know, I want my husband to watch it with me. And I'm like, Albert watches it. So I guess I can't complain.
Yeah.
He likes that like sappy stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He loves that stuff. But it's the last episode, I think, today. So it closes.
I've seen a lot of like the videos with like the author talking about it where she's like trying to like not spoil it for people who don't know the ending. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to find out. Like it's going to be all over social media. So it'll be fine.
I watched Love is Blind UK a few weeks ago. That's pretty good.
Well, that's always pretty good, I feel like.
It's just I've
like
never some watched good Love is Blind
drama.
UK.
Yeah.
But this newest one, I really like the couples. I think they're all like pretty solid.
Yeah.
Like they're pretty like, I won't spoil it, but they're pretty successful.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So, and just I like the couples. They're cute and I like their accents.
I know. I'm always here for a good British show. Yeah. That's how I felt about Hijack. So, I was like, I could just listen to them talk just in their little accents all day. Like,
I know. Like, what happened? Why didn't we get a British accent?
I know. I just love it. Yeah. It's so cute.
Or German. Would you want a German accent or British?
German's fine, but I honestly love an Aussie or British accent more. It's something about it.
Same.
It's so cute. Yeah.
I like Australian accents. I guess I like the more chill versions of Australian accent and English accent.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's some, it's like hicks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you get, like, somebody from the countryside in Australia,
yeah,
it's
Bogan.
Like harsh.
Yeah.
It's like harsh.
They'll talk like a Texas, really, like, southerny, very quick, like, accent. Yeah, for sure.
Whereas, like, up north, same thing, like, in England and stuff like that. Up north, it's a little more harsh versus, like, the people that are proper, like, London or, like, South.
Yeah,
side.
And, like, I love how when you get in a room with people that are from different areas of the UK.
Oh,
and
they're
they
like,
catch
you're
each
from
other,
Copenhagen.
Yeah, and then they catch each other's accents. And they're just like, ew, like, you're from, like, an area like I
Wales.
Don't know what we say like where they're just like ew like and then the other ones are like more prim and proper then they've got kind of like the like out in the valley accent and I'm just like oh this is cute because they have the same stuff that we have so
where we're like they're from somewhere in England
exactly it all sounds the same but then like when you hear like two different ones talking and it's like wow your guys' accents are 100% different like
yeah
it's cute
yeah I think every place has their like I don't even know what America is, you know? Like, I think me and you have like a
normal,
quote unquote, normal American, because we're not like,
there's no accent,
like a New York or Boston accent, or like we're not Southern. We're like, hey, y'all.
Yeah. Like whenever I talk to people that are not in the US, they're always like, I can't tell where you're from because you don't have an accent.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like there's no Southern draw. There's no Bostonian, like, you know, khakis. Like there's none of that. Like the Midwest, you know, where they're kind of almost Canadian with their Surrey.
I would, no offense, guys, Surrey. But I would not want a Midwestern accent.
But it's always like interesting when you talk to someone from like Wisconsin and then they have like a whole thing. And I'm like, dang, I don't even think like they have an accent. And then all of a sudden you hear them say something and it's like,
yeah,
oh, it's harsh. Exists. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just think it's cute. Sure. So have you seen the new cast list for this season's Dancing with the Stars?
I haven't. I saw the Irwin kid is on, which he's so cute, by the way.
Yeah.
He's adorable.
Yeah. And he did his like underwear campaign with Bonds in Australia. So everyone's like, wow, he's not a little kid anymore.
Yeah. People are like, okay.
Yeah. Like, I think that like came out of nowhere. I don't think America was not ready for that. And then Zac Efron's brother, Dylan, is going to be on it. So I'm like, it's cuties on here.
Like, yeah. It's so funny how he like, when I say blew up, like once he was on Traitors. That's when his first thing
was. Yeah. And he won.
And well, and then he like just has been on everything, you know, like you see him here and there, and it's just it's nice that like he got a little boost.
No, I love it. I think it's really cute, and he seems like a down-to-earth guy because he was on other show with Zac Efron too, so it's like it's cool that he's like, I don't think he's ever been out for the clout, like that's just not his personality, because he would have done that like, years ago if that was like his thing. So the fact that he's like kind of just doing random little projects now, I'm like, good for you. Like, I think people like him. Alex Earle is going to be on there. Oh, and then our two girls from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. So we've got Jen Affleck and Whitney. Are Jen and Whitney like okay now, or do you think this is going to be like as competitors?
Yeah, I think they're fine.
They're fine? Okay. Because I was like,
I think
how
Whitney
spicy.
Is just beautiful.
I think she looks better now than she did on the first season, where then it was like, I don't know, she was just, she had the short blonde hair and she wore that headband every day. And then now I feel like she has like darker hair.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
feel like
she's
rocking this.
She definitely looks better now, but like always her face was the most, like to me she was the prettiest and most natural, like she was just beautiful from the start, whereas all the other girls just got so much work done and you're like,
they just like did the whole normal
looks like just like she takes care of herself and like she's naturally has a pretty face.
No, she does. I think I just was like turned off by her personality on season one, so then I was like, pretty face can't cover ugly personality. So I was like,
I didn't really watch season one, actually. I
never watched season two.
Who else is anybody else cool?
Yeah. So Topanga from Boy Meets World. That's pretty fun. I love that for us millennials. Jordan Chiles, Olympic medalist. That's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Some other people that you'd recognize, like whatever. Oh, this is the one that I thought was kind of cool. Elaine Hendricks is Meredith Blake from The Parent Trap, which I love just because I feel like that's...
Where's she been?
She's been just like chilling, like just...
So not
I don't know.
Acting?
No, not really. She's just been like hiding out, which I think is so cool because didn't she play like a young 20-something woman in The Parent Trap? Like, and she was just so like put together and like we just had this... I thought that's what grown-ups
Meredith
were.
Blake.
Yeah, I was like, no, Meredith Blake is a grown-up and I can't wait to be here. And I still... How old am I? In my late 30s? 30? I don't know. What am I? 37? And I still don't feel like Meredith Blake. Like, but she,
I think
that's
you're
so
very
cute.
Much Meredith Blake, though.
I don't know. She just is
you
always
give
like
me Meredith Blake vibes.
I hope in a nice way, though, not in like the pretentious
no,
I'm going to steal your dad way.
No, like you definitely give me Meredith Blake vibes.
Aww.
Like your look.
Well, that's cute. That's nice
you're
of
like,
you to say.
Because
I think she's amazing. Because if she was always, remember like how she was on the camping trip and she was just like, I'm coming for your dad. Like, and just like the way she carried herself. Like, and it didn't matter what the girls did. And it was just like, oh my gosh, she knows what she wants and she's going to get it. Like, she's going to get that back. Like, so cute.
I mean, what do you think of Dennis Quaid?
That's the dad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he can get it. Like, you know, like as a dad, you know, I feel like we all were like, that's a good looking dad.
Like, for sure. I'm like, that guy can get it.
Yeah.
I I still think he's like an attractive older man.
He
he's
is.
He's now in his 70s, but he's like in shape and looks like the same pretty much.
There's another dad that's like that from our like childhood movies that I've always been like, okay, so we got Dennis Quaid. Wasn't there another one that was like, that's a good looking dad? Movies from like our younger years. Oh yeah, Dennis Quaid now like...
Like he's like doing just a really bit good. Older, but he looks good.
Yeah, because his face is exactly the same, and he still has like a full head of hair, so he just has it longer, and he just
and
has
he's
like
in shape. Like, he's got muscles.
Yeah, he's taking care of himself, like aged like fine wine.
So we basically could have been fine if we dated him older in the 90s, you know, because like he still looks good now. I mean, like,
I love that we would have been fine. Like we wouldn't have gone downhill. Like we would have been fine. Where it's like, dang, I have to trade you in for a newer model. Like I can't do this. Like, but he's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Meredith Blake would have been fine with
him. Yeah, she could have. Yeah. And she's doing well too. So I'm just like, that's for me.
So
I'm
how old
Topanga,
is she now in like
she
real life?
She is, let's see if I can pull up her.
Like
beats.
She's got to be 50s.
Yeah. I don't know how old she is. Let me go back.
She's
got to
be in the 50s.
Yeah. She looks like grown woman. Let's see.
Like upper 50s maybe even.
Elaine Hendricks. Let's see. Because she was, how many years ago did Parent Trap come out? That's
99, no?
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. She's 54 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She looks exactly the same, just like older. Like, like she did.
But what's
really
her name? Their mom. She was like,
she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Okay. So
and
we just
she's
need
not
to go
alive
to
anymore.
Trap. Oh no, that's right. I forgot she had passed away. I honestly thought she was stunning. I was like, that's, you know, Princess Diana right there. Like just really
same when the scene where she's like in there with her like white hat,
for wedding dress try-ons. Yes.
And I'm just like, she's beautiful. Like beautiful.
She's
married to Liam Neeson.
Natasha Richardson had passed away in 2009. I didn't realize she passed away so long ago, though. And she was young. She's the same age as my parents. Oh, she's tall, too. She's a tall girl. She's so pretty.
She was married to Liam Neeson for a
minute. Yeah, and now who is he with? Pamela Anderson, which I think is just so... Oh, my God, they're such a cute couple. I'm looking at all these pictures of them back in, like, the 2000s and 90s. Such a cute couple. But, yeah, like, now he's off with Pamela Anderson.
I think this is... I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like this is the first person he's dated since she died. Like, he was her.
I think so. I think you're right.
He was hung up on her for a long time, which is fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
No, he even says here, like, he wasn't out, like... Mm-mm. Dating like Natasha passed
he
away
was doing,
and he was just
and
like
I will take
yes,
you
just doing Taken and that's it, that's all he did. He's like, I'm gonna be dedicated to
he
my
has
movies
such a great
and that's
voice.
It. Yeah, like seriously, I could listen to him in movies, like just because it's so unique too. There's no other actors that Mm-mm. talk like him, so
no,
wow,
Taken. He's he's great. But Pamela Anderson, okay
so. She's been in the... a lot of people have been talking about her lately.
They have. That's what I'm gonna ask you.
Yeah,
so some people are not liking her all natural look,
which I think is terrible.
Yeah, I think so too. But I do understand they're like not concern, but like it feels like she could put herself together a little bit more. I think what trips me out is her like bleach blonde eyebrows. That's what trips me out more than anything.
Yeah, because it almost makes her look sick.
Right. Yeah. Like, so like if she just like had a little bit darker eyebrows.
Yes.
Then I'd be like, girl, own that natural face.
Yeah. Cause it's like, but when we like, you almost like, you know, you wash your face and you just put on like maybe just like a tinted lip balm and like a little bit of mascara. And then you don't have like the washed out. Like I feel like sometimes when we wake up, we can look like we are sick or we just woke up. Whereas like
to
the
me,
light
eyebrows.
Yeah. I agree.
They make her look a little bit sick.
Yeah. Cause there's no contrast on her face. Cause she's a light skinned girl with really light blonde hair, so she has no like there's no different colors happening, so
but
I agree.
I say own it, girl.
I agree.
I'm here for all the natural beauty that she doesn't feel like she's got to get Botox, and like she went on Good Morning America literally with like not even an ounce of makeup.
But honestly, like I think society has a really hard time with this because we're so used to everyone being dolled up and glammed up and like over the top caked on makeup and cosmetic procedures.
So they're
which
like,
is not
she looks
fair.
So old.
Yeah,
it's
and
like
I'm like,
beautiful.
She's normal. She just, and honestly, she's, I honestly think she looks great for her age. Yeah, like,
she's older.
Fine. Yeah, she is older. And like, we forget that, like, we've already seen her, like, the Baywatch era. Like, she's already, like, done all that. Like, she just wants to, like, live her life now. And I think she looks fantastic. Yeah. And it's just not fair that pressure is on women.
I agree.
In the industry that, like, she can't step out of her house without makeup on. Like, now she's ugly and sick. Like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
No, I agree. I like that she, I love celebrities when you see like their forehead lines wrinkle. And,
yes. Like Reese Witherspoon does Reese that. Reese
Witherspoon, Jennifer Garner yeah. does it. Yeah. Where you, they, you know, they'll laugh and it's like,
yeah.
And I'm like normal you, smile girl.
Lines. Normal. Yes. Yeah. I'm just like, ah, thank you.
And some they're 4-year-olds.
Yes. They're stunning.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. I think Kate they Hudson, she doesn't do a lot either. There's a couple. There's like a good handful from that.
Cameron Diaz is either.
Oh, yeah. And I love that that group of girls, like they're stunning. Like they yeah, are beautiful, beautiful women. And I just, I love it. I love that like we're kind of stepping in the other direction of like not plastering the faces up where it's like we're creating a yeah. healthy image of getting older. And they look no, great.
For sure. I think so too.
Yeah.
So that gives us the excuse that we don't need to do anything either. Yeah. Just frownies.
Just frownies. Yeah. I'm like, let me keep doing my frownies because I do love them.
I mean, but I just don't ever foresee myself ever doing Botox.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't know. Just I feel like the frownies do a neck really lift good job.
Is yeah. a different story.
We have different cosmetic procedures we'd be interested in.
I don't really want to inject myself with yeah. anything, but
cuts.
In about
cuts are okay.
20, 30 years, catch me just lifting the neck a little.
Yeah. That's okay. Those are like the tiny little things that are like so non-invasive that like if everyone had $5,000 laying around, wouldn't they all do it? I feel like there's a lot of people that be like, yeah, there's a couple things that yeah. I would just tweak. As we
mine
get older.
Mine is just, I just don't like putting things in my body or like yeah. messing with that. Like it's, people are like, oh my gosh, it's so safe. But it's like literally a toxin. So I'm yeah. like,
It says it in I'm its good. Name when you break it down.
Like yeah. It's literally a toxin. And then yeah. like people have like, you know, nerve issues yeah. and then droopy eyes and then their face doesn't work. Yeah. I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
That'd For be my sure. worst nightmare. Have you seen the people? It doesn't happen too often, but it happens sometimes where like they'll get Botox and literally their eyes like, on yeah. one side.
Yeah. Well, that's like the ones that you can tell, like, there's certain, when it first got really popular with celebrities, you could always tell who had just had Botox because they'd be like on like a celebrity, I don't know, just like a daytime show, like as a guest, and they'd be talking and it would be like, and then they're, like you said, the foreheads wouldn't move. And so then we're just like, oh no.
They just like,
they have no expression. Like,
yeah, it's yep. not for me. Yep. But maybe we're going to get my neck a little more like snatched.
You just got to get Pilates. That Kim Kardashian's new thing that they have, like that thong that goes. It looks like a thong. You haven't seen their like Skims, their new product that's like it sold out within minutes and it goes
no.
underneath like a bandage, like the bandaging, like what people have. Like, and basically it pulls so tight instead of having the, what's that word that we have for the... The Spanx faja? Here. Faja. It's like a faja, but for your... Yeah, you haven't seen it?
No,
but it, like, I literally just... is like her new thing. And she claims, Kim Kardashian claims, that this product is what made her face and neck so snatched. And a lot of plastic surgeons are like, plus a little help from other things. But okay. Like, yeah. get your bag, girl.
Yeah. I just... How are we going to bed, girls? Because
a lot of I things some, on our heads. I like, a lot. We have a lot of stuff.
I have some videos that I'm like... They have like the satin silk thing yeah. and then they have this thing and it's mm-hmm. like wrapped and then they have also the face mask on top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they have and mouth this, tape and then they have the line, the marionette line tape.
No, and eye then tape. Don't even get me started with they have that little thing around their belly.
Oh
with
yeah, the belly button tape. Yes. And then, but I'm always so confused too because I've seen one where like the girl took her belly button tape off and it was like dirty and I was like, what's coming out? Like, what is the castor oil pulling out? Like, and how many nights did you wear that one Band-Aid? Like, I don't know. There's Girl, lots of I, stuff. I can't keep up with this.
Like, literally, they take, like, 50 things off. And you're like, you go to sleep? How do you sleep?
Also, I don't know if this is TMI, but also, like, when are you having intimacy with your partner if you're literally taking an hour to get ready for? I'm like, there's no way.
No,
I'm
and doing then all they're of not that. Doing anything with that stuff
No, they're just starfishing. And I don't know how their partners are like, you look hot. Like, I can't wait to go to Pound Town with you. Like, this is it for me. All of the stuff that you have on your head, the mouth tape, maybe they like it because they're not talking. Like,
I don't know. Maybe they're having the day.
That's when, the when first I thing like, that I think.
Like, wake up with me and they take like 50 things off. I'm like, what? How do you sleep with that? I don't understand.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Me and Jackie are just like over here, like all comfy.
Yeah, I want to have normal. Yeah. The only thing I have is my frownies. I would rather age
than have to do that every night.
Also, but I don't know if I believe that all that stuff works though. Like, I still am waiting for someone to come out and be like, all of these things are going to make you look 20 years younger if you keep consistently doing this for the next 10 years of your life. I'm like, that's a lot of work. For like not even knowing if it works.
I'd rather age.
Yeah. Like, but what about the belly button thing? Like, I'm confused by that. Like, what are we, all of these things, what is the belly button with the castor oil doing?
They say supposedly it like de-bloats you.
And Jackie's like,
She's like, de-bloat.
Yeah. I do like my pizza and pastas and then I get bloated, but I just suffer the consequences because I love my carbs. Maybe I just need to catch
in a week or two and she's going to be like,
this band-aid on my belly button.
So remember when I talked about that castor oil?
I'm like, I would like a release official statement that I apologize to everybody out there. They were right. I was wrong.
And then you progress.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I'm like with this full thing. Yeah. I don't know. It's too much.
I know. I just need to lose weight to get snatched in like the areas I need. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get what you're saying. Yep.
Forget putting the little like hammock thing on my face, and I just got to lose weight and that's it.
No, but you know how it is. Like that industry loves to just catch us with like, this is your easy go-to fix. And I think that's why we see a lot of these girls jumping on these trends, because it's so easy. Put a band-aid on the belly button, put the little hammock thing, you know, wrap it around your ears.
I wouldn't say that's
easy,
though. Wake
up, snatch. Oh, no, it doesn't sound easy to us, but like to get snatched overnight, like, great. Like, sign me up, pay $30 for this random gadget. It's fine. Like, but it's like, okay.
No, people love that stuff now, especially the new generation loves it.
Yeah. Anything like that.
Sephora, Ulta, this, that.
The magic creams and the magic devices, all of it. Yeah.
Although my grandma has like a little cream. I don't know if I talked about this before. That's like, I don't remember what the name is, but like they have infomercials. Like, she does. It actually works, guys.
You got to find out so that we can put it on the podcast.
Few hours or whatever, but like it works. Like, you put it on and it literally is like,
I know there's some creams that are pretty good about like the fine lines. Like, they do like a tightening. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like a certain ingredient that almost is like, it just dries tight. Like,
yeah,
that's a good,
which is great for like, you know, when you go to a wedding.
Yeah,
like
for
something
sure.
Like, serious.
Yeah.
Not every day. That's too much. My dog.
She's so sweet.
Annoying.
No, she's not annoying. She's sweet.
Jackie's like, I love Ray.
I know. I'm like, I love you, Ray. I know you can't hear me, but I love you.
I know she was whining earlier and Jackie was trying to talk to her and she couldn't hear.
Maybe because the fire alarm. She probably was like, what's going on?
No, it's in the... Well, yeah, she definitely is like, my fire alarm's been going off while we're podcasting, guys. Messing everything up.
Yeah, so we are just real girls, real housewives, real moms living in our houses with smoke detectors, just like everybody.
Well, I was talking to Amanda before, and the first time it went off, and all of a sudden I was in my bathroom and it was like, and I'm like, what's going on? The AC guy's here, so there's must be a fire.
Yeah.
So I go downstairs, it starts to smell like burnt stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, let me, what's gonna happen when I turn this corner? And he's like opening the door as I'm coming downstairs, and I'm like, he's like, oh, sorry, I was welding. It always happens. I'm like, okay. So I stood there like, shh, you know, typical. Bust out the
good dish towel.
Dish towel and waving it.
Yeah, we just put out all the smoke with that.
Yeah. And now it's happened 5 times, guys. So, and he's told me he's promised he's done. And then it goes again. But Alvaro embarrassed me earlier because he told the guy instead of, I was like, tell him I have a meeting upstairs. And he was like, yeah, she has to do podcasts. And I'm like,
why is that so cringe? Because I'm the same way. That is so cringe.
How dare you tell the AC guy that I have to go podcast? I don't think I'm so much scared. I don't know why. If somebody's like, oh, she has a podcast, I kind of like a little bit, I'm like,
yeah.
But like, it's not bad. But
especially
when you tell
me that, like, since we've come so far with this and we've been releasing so many episodes. So it's definitely like a more easy feeling now.
No, for sure. But if you tell them that you have to actively go podcast, mm-hmm. it's like it feels like we're not serious enough to like take away their time. I don't know.
I know. No, I 100% agree. Like, when someone's like asked to do something, like lunch or go for a walk,
like,
or
you
want to
go to
I'm
lunch?
Like, but I have to be done in time to podcast. But I can't tell them that. I'm not going to tell them.
I know. That's like last week. Did you tell the person you had a podcast?
No. But they know that I have a podcast. It almost feels better that they just say it? I don't know. It feels better that they just like know that we have a podcast. But then, like you said, to like take somebody's time as if it's like not as important, like where it's like, I got to go do that thing. I don't know.
Like, we have a meeting.
Yeah.
You know how many times I've said I have a meeting because it's like a Zoom?
Yeah, that's exactly what I tell the boys when I'm like in a public setting and I'm like, oh, I, you know, like we had that meeting on Zoom. Like you guys can't use the internet right now. And they're just like, you got a podcast? And I'm like, ew. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, but that's okay.
You know, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for chatting. My alarm is probably going to go off again at some point.
It's okay.
But countdown.
50 days.
Oh, you have a countdown going?
I got an email from Royal Caribbean. It said 50 days. Oh, so I don't know if that's accurate. I mean, it sounds accurate because it's like late October and we just started September. Sounds ish right. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not that long from right now.
No, it's not. Not at all.
I'm excited.
Get ready, world.
We're gonna get ready. That's what she says. Get ready for all the content, the episodes, and then we do nothing. It's fine. We're just going to live our best lives.
It's fine. We're excited. So it doesn't even have to be.
We're going
to
be in Turks and Caicos on that beach getting our unlimited alcohol.
Pew, pew. Delicious food, sunshine, ocean waves. I'm here for it. I love
lots
it.
Lots of sun.
Yes.
Lots of sun.
Yeah.
Lots of lounging. It's going to be fun. I'm very excited. Yeah. I can't wait because it sounds like both of our like houses are blowing up right now. So. Yep.
So we should just leave our houses, leave the responsibility to our husbands, let them figure it out, and we'll just go away on a ship where we have no cellular service, and we can just be selfish.
You're spending money. You're like,
ignorance is bliss. It's fine.
Like, I told Alvaro, like, oh, and you have your vacation next month, and we have our thing, and I was like, I mean, they're already paid for. That's so.
I was gonna say that. It's kind of nice to like not have to worry about it.
I don't plan on paying for anything else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we shouldn't have to. I feel like it's gonna be good. That's the nice thing about cruising is like it's already paid off. So, money's already gone.
But our excursion, we're good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for chatting.
Yes, it's been fun. As and make always, sure yes.
Like, subscribe, rate,
comment.
We see you peeps.
Come all on. Of it, please. Just simple engagement.
Let
That's
us
all
know
we
what
need.
You want to see.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know if there's any like topics you want us to talk about or debate on.
Mm. Or hot takes.
Or hot takes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would love like more interaction and more like topics brought up from people who listen to us. I think that'd be really
and
fun.
Like if you're looking for a way to get in touch with us, go ahead and hit us up on Instagram, TikTok, or even YouTube because we can see all the comments on there and even the little
or
DMs.
Or Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Spotify as well. I forgot. So, yeah. Definitely hit us up. Let us know what you guys want to see more of or even less of. But be gentle. Don't hurt my feelings.
They're like, less ads.
Yeah. Less of Jackie's face. Like, we don't like how her voice sounds. And I'm just like.
No, that's TikTok. TikTok's the mean
one. Yeah. TikTok's going to be the mean stuff. Yeah, for
you
sure.
You suck.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Scroll on.
Yeah.
But anyways,
we will chat next week.
Bye.